Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. CPI and UML forges electoral alliance with Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Parivar Dal. Nepal establishes diplomatic relations with 176 countries with addition of South Sudan and Belize. Industry Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu vows to help export promoting activities. And Russia claims more than 1,000 Ukrainian marines surrender in Mariupol. Ukraine denies the claim. Now the news in detail. The CPI and UML has agreed to forge an electoral alliance with Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Parivar Dal in the upcoming local level election. Both Nepal Parivar Dal and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal have agreed to run the elections with the election symbol of the UML. Chief of Local Development Division of the CPI and UML, Devendra Dahal, signed the agreement with the representatives of the Nepal Parivar Dal and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal separately today. The parties have agreed to help each other in the local body's election. The Rashtriya Jana Morcha has unveiled its local level election manifesto 2079 with the slogan of Let's Defend Nationality and Republic, Let's Annul Federalism. The party issued its election manifesto amidst a press conference in Butwal today. Speaking on the occasion, party chair Chitra Bahadur Kese vowed to concentrate all his efforts to bolster the local levels. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia stressed the need of making the local-level election free, fair and frugal. Addressing a province-level training of trainers on operation and management of the local-level elections organized by the Commission, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said all the processes for the local-level elections have been forwarded. He also vowed to set up a mechanism to monitor the compliance of the election code of conduct. Nepal has established diplomatic relations with South Sudan and Belize. Organizing a press conference today, Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Seva Lomsal informed that Nepal had established diplomatic relations with South Sudan on the 29th of March and with Belize on the 2nd of April. With this, Nepal has extended diplomatic relations to 176 nations. Speaking on the issues of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ministry spokesperson Lomsal clarified that Nepal voted on various resolutions in the international forums based on the matter of importance. The spokesperson added that Nepal voted in favor of Ukraine 4 times in the UN forums. Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Lomsal further said Nepal had been watching the recent incidents that took place in Pakistan and Sri Lanka and it would move ahead, learning lessons from the development in the neighbours. CPI and UML chair K.P. Sharma Oli has said his party is capable of providing CPI and UML chair K.P. Sharma Oli has said his party is capable of providing stability to the country's democracy. Addressing a mass gathering organized by the UML in Biratnagar today, Chairperson Oli said his party was making efforts for bringing all Nepalese into the great campaign of consolidating the Federal Republic and safeguarding the sovereignty. On a different note, Chairman Oli accused the ruling alliance of ruining the country's economy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Daily ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnu hos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar. 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Industries, Commerce and Supplies Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru has urged the industrialist and business community to keep the public welfare at the centre instead of mere profit. In an interaction with the private sector today, Minister Baru said that the business organisations should consider the welfare of the state and public along with defending business interests. He also reiterated the government's commitment to helping in setting up export-promoting activities by enhancing productivity. On the occasion, the business community drew the attention of the minister to existing problems in the business sector. Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Karn and General Secretary of Janamat Party Chandan Singh held a meeting today. During the meeting held at Ministry of Home Affairs, they discussed the implementation of the 11-point agreement reached between the Janamat Party chairperson C.K. Raut and the Estwal government in March 2019. As per the minister's secretariat, Minister Khad expressed his happiness over the Janamat Party taking forward its political activities peacefully and also welcomed the decision of the party to contest in the local level election. Minister Khad and General Secretary Singh agreed to hold another round of meetings soon to reach a conclusion for implementing the agreement. Nepal is marking the centenary of the first registration of land in the country. On this occasion, Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation is organizing various informative programs for 3 days. A special program will be organized at the City Hall tomorrow in the presence of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba. All the land reform and land revenue offices under the Land Management and Archive Department and Land Survey Department will provide information regarding the latest reforms carried out so far in the land administration sector in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia's Defense Ministry says 1,026 Ukrainian soldiers of the 36th Marine Brigade, including 162 officers, have surrendered in the besieged southeastern port city of Mariupol. Meanwhile, Ukraine's defense ministry says it has no information about the surrender of the Ukrainian Marine Brigade in Mariupol that was earlier reported by Moscow. Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malyar has rather claimed that there is a high risk of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine. Western nations have warned that the use of chemical weapons would mark a dangerous escalation of the conflict and have pledged to take firm action if Russia carries out such attacks. Meantime, Russia says it can easily redirect export of its vast energy resources away from the West to countries that really need them. Speaking at a meeting with officials to discuss development in the Russian Arctic, President Putin said Moscow had suffered from an absence of cooperation amid sweeping Western sanctions imposed on the Kremlin, but claimed the situation has also created new possibilities. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places in Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML forges electoral alliance with the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Parivar Dal. Nepal establishes diplomatic relations with 176 countries with addition of South Sudan and Belize. Industry Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu vows to help export promoting activities, and Russia claims more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines surrendered in Mariupol. Ukraine denies the claim. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.